Part 3. Listen and look. There is one example. Where did Uncle Robert get each of these things?
You've got some lovely things in this room, Uncle Robert. Where did you get that painting?
The one of the mountain? Well, in my job, I have to go to lots of different places. I found it in a market that I visited last year. It wasn't expensive. I was quite surprised.
It's so beautiful.
Can you see the letter E? Now you listen and write a letter in each box.
Those gloves look very warm, Uncle Robert. Who gave you those?
I can't remember, but I got them when I had to visit a factory. Someone gave them to me when I left. I don't wear them because they're too small.
Can I have them?
Sure.
And wow, that fan looks like a rainbow. When did you buy that?
When I was working in a castle. The building was 600 years old. You could buy all kinds of things there. I might give it to your grandmother.
What's your favorite thing here?
Well, I heard some really great music at a theater I traveled to. Later, at the airport, I found a store that sold drums. They were just like the ones a man played in the concert.
So you bought them?
Yes, I love them. But your aunt says they're too noisy. And this is a birthday present for your mother. I had a meeting in a nice town in the middle of a forest last week. There's a little store there full of interesting things. It's made of glass. Be careful with it.
Don't worry. Mom loves swans. I'm sure she'll like it. Why haven't you opened this box of chocolates? Are they a present too?
Yes. I was waiting for you to arrive. I had some in my favorite cafe in London. They tasted so good. These are the same. They're for you. I got them from the hotel where I stayed last night.
Wow, thanks.